brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're scheduled coming up in the next segment to get the producer, television director on, Martin Durkin, who made this great film about the fraud of global warming. That is man-made global warming. Hope you'll stay with us for that. Right now, let's go to more callers. Who's up next here in line? Lewis in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Two things. I wanted to get your take on an individual I met who claims he's Moorish American, claims his sovereignty, pays no taxes. I wanted to get your take on that. And also, I recently discovered the law of attraction by watching a movie called The Secret. And I wanted to get your take on that as well. Just basically, it says that...
That's that stuff Oprah Winfrey pushes, right?
Well, I believe it was on her show at one time, yes. But I came to it through a different channel.
Well, I understand. Where you visualize something and it happens?
Well, it talks about more so the being focused on what it is you want to bring into your life or into this world. And I feel that that ties into what's going on and that there are people who are aware of that. Law.
Well, sure. Let me comment on that in a minute. But about what was your first question?
The first was about people who claim they like. Really, it's specific to those who might be called African American who claim sovereignty based on connection to tribes, etc., and how that might be a benefit.
Well, you have Native Americans who are able to do that, but the government just gets them under greater control and totally and then puts corrupt tribal leaders over them has been the strategy.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's lots of groups that claim sovereignty and claim they're outside the scope of the state. The problem is the state is totally rogue, so whether those arguments are legitimate or not doesn't matter.
Because
they'll just send armed goons out.
Right.
Who just like to kill people to enforce it.
Okay, well, my more important point was the law of attraction. I really did want to get your feedback on that.
Sure. Law of attraction. You know, I haven't read that. I haven't seen that. I've certainly heard the same idea. The extreme form of it would just be magical thinking, where you imagine that something's going to happen and it happens. They have found in studies that it works for athletes to image and imagine themselves making the touchdown, but if they just laid there in an easy chair, it wouldn't happen. They have to envision that while they're lifting weights. They have to envision that while they're running around the track. They have to envision that when they're out on the field, and it's about training themselves to stay in that heightened state of combat action, really survival mode longer. Then with the mind, now certainly if you're confident in believing something, and you're not too confident, you may come off like a nut if you're not, you're going to have better luck with women, you're going to have better luck in business. It's called confidence. But at the same time, you just get a bunch of cult-like, you can go to the extreme of that. But the globalists are masters of just telling you resistance is futile, you can't fight City Hall, there's nothing you can do, they're invincible, there's nothing we can do. Certainly, it is a big part of the equation that if you believe something, it's going to basically control what ends up happening. And so, no, we're going to win. We don't have a choice. We're going to beat the New World Order. We do have to see that in our mind's eye. We do have to believe that, but then put it into action, you see, because you have to believe something and want something, and then you've got to put it into action, and then that's the other half of the equation. Do you see what I'm saying, sir?
Yes, I do. I really appreciate your feedback on that. I've been applying it for about a week so far. It's really been working for me, and I would encourage everyone to check it out. I don't know if you'd let me plug the site that the movie's on, but if not, at least just do a search on the
law. Plug it if you got time. You got 5 seconds.
TheSecret.tv. And
yeah, it's got massive hype. Everybody knows about it.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're scheduled, but this happens half the time when it's overseas, to have Martin Durkin on. I was all hot to get him on last week after I saw his documentary, The Global Warming, The Great Swindle. But he's not answering. That's fine. Frankly, I wanted to move on from that subject, get into a bunch of other news. I know we got a bunch of callers holding. Let's go to your calls, and I'm going to get into the news here in just a few minutes because there's a bunch of stuff I want to get to. Joe in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, my God. Thanks for putting up with me.
Hey, no problem, man. I wanted to call and let you know about this kind of a smoking gun that I found regarding the Catholic Church's sex abuse cover-up. It's a document called Criminalis Solicitationis, and it was written in 1962 and sent out to every bishop in the world. And it's basically a policy paper on what exactly the bishops and priests are supposed to do if one of their priests gets accused of molesting a child. I mean, it says specifically that they are to not allow, they're not allowed to go to the police, they are to do an internal investigation. It provides that they should create a secret archive file and seal them forever. And the capper is that if any priest breaks the secret, they are automatically, by their admitting that this document exists or that, you know, this other priest they know of molested a child, then they're automatically excommunicated. And for anybody who is not Catholic, excommunication in the eyes of the church means damnation.
Now, do they admit the authenticity of this document?
I have found it online on the Guardian Unlimited wrote a story about it on the byline is August 17th, 2003. And they provide
a
PDF.
What's the headline?
Vatican told bishops to cover up for sex abuse.
To cover up.
And you know, they have a they provide a PDF document. It's a 39-page document.
That's unbelievable. Well, that just shows it. I mean, listen, that's who runs the planet, not just the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find that out, it's like, what happened to our species that a pervert guild runs everything?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Bush and Jeff Gannon and all the stuff with Bush Sr. and it just keeps coming up in the news.
Yeah. Yeah, the, you know, and the way the Vatican works, the Vatican is very famous. I was raised Catholic, and I was actually abused by a couple of priests when I was growing up. And I just, I recently came to a settlement against the church. And in the course of the investigation, that's where I came across that document. But, you know, I know that the Vatican works incredibly slowly. They take 40, sometimes 50 years to come to a decision to write something like that. So, I mean, if that thing was written in 1962, that means that they were getting reports at the turn of the century, at least. And it is my personal belief that they had been molesting children for at least 1,000 years.
Kidding. I mean, come on. I mean, what do you expect? You get of course.
Yeah, they were, you know, priests were not always celibates. They were forced into celibacy in about 1100 A.D., and, you know, maybe that's when it started, sort of. Maybe they were getting their comeuppance or something. I don't know. That's conjecture on my part. But I guess I called because it was sort of in response to when you had Hutton Gibson on saying that, you know, it was like all the priests who are pedophiles or they're all homosexuals, and this has been only going on since 1969 or something like that. There's a lot of people, conservative Catholics, who try to pin the sex abuse on the licentious 60s and the 70s and the whole sexual revolution.
I think there's no doubt that it's only gotten worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and I do agree with Hutton when he says there's an evil sickness afflicting the church. I mean, it's like, wow, I don't like him, but I agree with that. My God. But I think he's got a lot of his facts wrong.
Okay. Well, you're on air right now, sir.
Thank you.
Listen, I appreciate your call. The problem is callers bring up so many issues. There's like 10 things I want to comment on. By the time I in the call, are they in the call, and I forget the points I wanted to make. But, it's here in my stack. You know, in the U.S., they want children as young as 6, and they have done this. They just don't care what the parents want. Heather has 2 mommies, and Adam and Steve, and all this stuff. And then they set it up where you're just backwards. You're just a homophobe. You don't want this taught. Children that are 6 years old don't need to be taught anything about sex, period. I mean, there's your pervertedness right there. And it's true that these people don't breed, so they recruit. And I've got it out of the London Guardian yesterday. There have been several articles in England where they want it by law to be taught to 4-year-olds. And it's the fairy tales about the 2 kings, the 2 queens, about 3 bisexual penguins that adopt a baby. Yeah, you mean that CPS a baby. So they don't want to talk about that, too. They have their sex crime guild, the CPS, grab the healthy baby, and then a few hundred thousand paid by the wealthy, you know, upper middle class homosexuals, and then they take the child. I mean, you don't want to talk about the crimes you commit against heterosexuals or how you're predatory. Or how you have the lowest life expectancy, even with AIDS taken out of the equation, of anybody in this society. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate the gay community. I'm not against those people. I'm just telling you that there's bad stuff in your whole movement. You don't live very long, and it just goes from bad to worse the deeper you get into this stuff. And a bunch of your leaders are pedophiles. Now, that's evil, and that's wrong. And there's no denying it's going on. There's no denying it's happening. And I'm sick of it. I mean, nobody better in school. And, of course, my children get private tutors. By that, they go to a swim lesson. They go to a music lesson. They go to an English lesson. That's basically how they're homeschooled, but they're also sent out into group, settings for learning. But I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to bullhorn your house, and I'm going to come after you if anybody talks to my small children about sex. Number one, they're too young. Number two, that's not your business, you perverts. I don't care if you're pushing heterosexual or homosexual stuff. By the way, you'll be lucky if I just sue you. You'll be lucky. I've gotten to the point where I can't control myself. Frankly, I'll come break your neck. You really want to know the truth? I mean, I've gotten to that point. Used to, I have control of myself. I would not even imagine that I would, let myself, because I know what I'm capable of. But just at this point, I have just had enough. Do you understand? I've had enough of all this evil, all of this garbage. I'm sick of it. I remember about 6-7 years ago, I read Associated Press articles out of Massachusetts and other places where they took the 10, 11, 12-year-olds to, quote, a field trip at the college and didn't tell the parents what it was, and they taught the children how to do things I can't even mention on air, and then the government defended it and said that's sex curriculum. I mean, that's the incredible thing. You pull over on the highway and run behind a tree to relieve your bladder, you're going to get a sex crime charge and on your record. But they can have teachers sit there and teach 11-year-olds. They took them to a dormitory and then they had them in beds, teaching them how to put someone's arm somewhere. Okay, that was one of the things. I can't mention the other stuff. And nobody gets arrested, nobody gets in trouble. Because you have to understand, it's the people in the system that are the hardcore abusers. And then they're just busy out there grabbing 18-year-olds that have got 16- or 17-year-old girlfriends. Or they're even going after 18-year-old girls that got 16-year-old, 17-year-old boyfriends. Or people that urinated behind a tree, or somebody who was surfing the internet and downloaded something that the government says might be somebody who's 16. But you want to load jets up full of children, some of which are going to have their heads blown off after they're raped, and you're Italian national television, you run a story about how the Russian and Israeli mob and the U.S. are involved in it, you get fired. I mean, that's who we're talking about here, folks. That's what we're dealing with here. People that see you like a box of Wheaties or a stick of bubble gum or a stack of bologna. You mean nothing to them. You are nothing to them. I remember learning that it was Boys Town that they reportedly took children out of to rape and kill in Northern California and other areas, and then now it's all come out. Later it's been confirmed that was going on there. The raping. The flying them all over. I mean, that's who runs things, folks. You got to have dirt on people of that caliber to have them be involved in carrying out 9/11 attacks. To have them involved in doing all this stuff. These are people that get off. They're so wicked and so degenerate and so fallen that to get a thrill, they've got to walk around in white lab coats, in big projects and have deadly pathogens put into your shots. And they enjoy it. They go home at night and rub their hands together. You understand how evil they are? God help us. I mean, it's just, when you realize how serious this is, Richard, Vincent and others, your calls are coming up, and I will cover a bunch of news.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Later, I'm going to read part of an email if I can dig it out of this huge stack, where an individual is like, how dare you say that we're not hurting the earth? How dare you say humans have no impact? How dare you say there's no global warming? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying genetic engineering isn't causing major problems. I'm not saying dumping toxic waste in rivers and lakes isn't killing fish. I'm not saying dioxins aren't sterilizing our male population and causing increases in breast cancer. I'm not saying there isn't a million problems, okay? And I'm not saying there isn't climate change. I've just interviewed the climatologists and the Nobel Prize winners and the experts, and it is not unanimous like you hear. every major institution I've talked to, all the top experts say is a complete fraud. The earth is heating up. It's because the sun's heating up and because of different types of particles out of space causing clouds. The biomass of all the bacteria and plankton and the dirt in the oceans creates many, many times, depending on which calculation you look at, more, quote, greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, than all human activity does. Volcanoes, it goes on and on. Plants absorb more carbon dioxide. They like more carbon dioxide. They then create more oxygen. You get a more oxygen-rich environment that's good for all animal life. I'm just going to shut up, though. We've got our guest. For some reason, the GCN network could not dial out on any European number or English number. And so we've got our guest. He's Martin Durkin, television director with quite a bio. I've got a link to it up on prisonplanet.com. And we're going to get into a lot of other things he's done here today. But I really, just in the interest of time, we'll just skip ahead and talk about the new film he's made that sent shockwaves across the world, The Great Global Warming Swindle. And I've seen it on Google Video, and we played a few little short clips of it here. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and then why you decided to make this film, and then let's just run through the catalog of lies and half-truths and this swindle that is global man-made global warming.
Well, I've been making science documentaries for an awful long time, for around 20 years or so, and various other documentaries too. But there's a sort of little kind of science producer community, the World Congress of Science Producers, and we all sort of gather together there once a year and discuss what's what. And the topic came up really of why no proper science documentary had been done about global warming. The sort of news and current affairs people had covered it and so on. But apart from a documentary about 11 years ago that came out and said that it was all rot, nothing had been done. And so Channel 4 decided to make a film on this subject and asked me to do it. And so that's how it came about.
Run through the 90-minute film. I mean, some of the basic tenets of the film.
The basic story is really quite simple. We ask why it is that we suppose that carbon dioxide is making all this is warming the Earth, and so we look back into the Earth's temperature record. And that's where Mr. Gore's film features a little bit, because Mr. Gore says a sort of central plank to his argument is that there are ice core surveys. That's where they drill deep into ice in the poles to look back into Earth's climate history. What they do is they can tell from the core, they release the gases that's trapped in the ice, and so they can tell how much carbon dioxide there is, and then by sort of measuring other aspects of the ice, they can tell what the temperature was. So you can do a temperature and carbon dioxide comparison. And Al Gore says, there you go, there's a big correlation between temperature and CO2 levels. But what he didn't say, and obviously the implication was that CO2 has been causing temperature change all along, but what he didn't say was that in all the ice core surveys, and there have been now a number of them, the temperature rises, and then a few hundred years later, CO2 levels rise, and then temperatures fall, and then a few hundred years later, between 500 and 1,000 years.
And you interviewed the top experts who study the Antarctic. You interviewed the top experts who study the North Pole. You interviewed people from totally different fields, and their data is all meshing together. We know it's the sun, and we know it's space that is the main engine of heating and cooling on this planet. And you just can't seem to be able to explain that to this new religion, and it is a religion of man-made global warming.
The CO2 story just doesn't stack up. I mean, it just doesn't stack up. The CO2 has never driven the climate in the past, and there's no evidence to suppose that it's driving climate now. The correlations between the temperature in the 20th century and CO2 just don't exist. They do briefly for a couple of decades, but otherwise it doesn't make sense. And the post-war economic boom, which I don't know how old you are, Alex, whether you remember that, but when America especially started producing all the fridges and cars and modern industrial
things actually cooled. Sure, stay there. We got a break. Let's talk about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Welcome back. We will get to your calls at the end of this hour, into the third hour. I'm going to play clips of Ron Paul's speech, congressman, now officially announced for president, on the neocons. Speech we've talked about so much in the past that we now actually have. Also, science is threatened for climate denial. This out of the Sunday Telegraph. And major newspapers like the Boston Herald have said that it's like Holocaust denial. There's talk of, in Europe, of passing laws that you're not allowed. I mean, that's like locking Galileo up. Here's the bottom line, folks. Even if you believe in man-made global warming, and the UN's own report that came out a few months ago says humans account for 6%, okay, but the sun and volcanoes and everything else is the rest of it. Even if you believe that, their solution of a global tax to be handed over to these international bureaucrats, and then it's being lobbied for, by the way, by big corporations who want that corporate welfare, contrary to mainline propaganda, it's big money pushing for this, big foundations pushing for this. It's just mind-blowing, and now scientists threatened for climate denial. Scientists who questioned mankind's impact on climate change have received death threats and claim to have been shunned by the scientific community. They say the debate on global warming has been hijacked by a powerful alliance of politicians, scientists, and environmentalists who have stifled all questioning about the true environmental impact of carbon dioxide emissions. And I've got friends who I've talked to who are smart people, and they just go, are you denying that our cars are bad? Are you denying that it's destroying the earth? And I'll listen to them about fluoride being used to crack the molecules, and you know, that's toxic waste. I'm not arguing in the dirty industry, but to say that it's causing global warming is, and then the outright childlike frauds of showing polar bears floating on pieces of ice in August when I'm not an aficionado or a buff, but I've probably read 10 different books to my children on polar bears from the library. They love them. I've probably watched 5-6 shows over the years, and they talk about how a polar bear may swim 300 miles. They routinely swim 100 miles a day. They get on ice floats to hunt seal and beluga and even walrus. But they just, and it admitted that the numbers of polar bears are up. Polar bears don't get stranded and can't swim, but it's a simple image of a polar bear. Al Gore shows the ice cliffs falling and says, oh my God, well, why is there an airplane in Greenland that's from World War II, 44 feet under ice? Because there's just billions of tons of new precipitation every year, and the glaciers push out to the edge, and they're getting thicker. Glaciers have always been cracking and falling off into the ocean. I've got him on. He's the expert. It's just, it's so frustrating to deal with this. Director Martin Durkin, the great global warming swindle. We have a link up on prisonplanet.com to where it's on Google Video. I haven't really asked him if that's okay. We didn't post it. We're just linked to where it is posted, and people are going crazy over it. Again, I'm going to shut up, sir. Can you run through just where Al Gore lies, where he misrepresents, and just go over that for folks?
Well, I think that one big image in Al Gore's film is the saying that there's a big connection between CO2 and temperature in Earth's temperature history. But what he doesn't say is that the link is the wrong way around. The temperature rises, and then much later CO2 rises, and then the temperature falls, and then much later the CO2 level falls. And that's because the oceans are the biggest well of CO2 on Earth. And when you warm the oceans up, they emit carbon dioxide, and when you cool them down, they suck it back in. But it takes hundreds and hundreds of years to warm up the oceans and for the oceans to cool down. They've got a big memory, is what scientists call it, of temperature changes. And so when temperature changes, for some other reason, slowly the oceans warm up, and then you get more atmospheric CO2. But he doesn't mention that. And so the implication is from his film that CO2 has always been a climate driver, and that's patently not true.
And it's simple. You've got all this plankton, all this plant life. And
they like it when it's warm.
Pardon me?
And they like it when it's warm.
They like it when it's warm, and you get more life across the board, more animal life. So the fish, the whales, the animal plankton, they all put out more carbon dioxide. It's just it's simple. How can they not? How does this fraud work?
I mean, it is quite extraordinary. But it's not the only problem in Mr. Gore's film. He also talks about malaria and all sorts of other issues in a very dodgy way. And no one seems to have criticized it. I mean, he said that Nairobi was founded where it was because it was malaria-free. Nairobi was a malaria pit when it was founded. It was founded there because the British were building a railway in the Rift Valley, and that was the last stop before they went down into the valley. And they also, you know, it's claimed also that malaria is going to creep up, you know, further north from the tropics as the Earth warms. But in fact, the biggest malaria epidemic that we know of was in the Soviet Union in the 1920s and 30s and reached all the way up to the Arctic. Malaria mosquitoes thrive in cold temperatures. It's not true that they can't. And blaming Hurricane Katrina on global warming is just scandalously unscientific, but he gets away with it.
Well, there was a hurricane in, what, 1900 that hit Galveston and killed 14,000 people?
I mean, the hurricane, you know, I mean, we went to interview your magnificent hurricane people down in Florida. In fact, we couldn't fit it into the program, but it was quite clear from what they're saying that it's simply not true that there's any correlation between sort of global temperatures and hurricane activity. In fact, you know, according to another very good climatologist, an American climatologist, Dick Lindzen, as he describes in the program. In theory, if the Earth warms, you ought to get less of that, because the main thing that causes storms is the difference between the temperature in the tropics and the temperature at the poles.
It's the hot and cold, yeah.
Should become less. So it's full of scientific inaccuracies, Mr. Gore's film, but everyone's critical faculty seems to have been suspended. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, they have hurricanes, they call them typhoons, in the Pacific, that get up to 275 miles an hour, and then so they say it's a new, more powerful hurricane that gets up to 170. That's not true. There were ships, I happen to have read quite a few naval history books, that were getting 200-mile-an-hour readings 150 years ago in the Caribbean.
And this has been going on for ages. We had a very good, entertaining BBC documentary, a big documentary in 1974 that we repeated, which was saying, look at all these strange weather events. There must be something wrong. We're going to enter another ice age. There was a big global cooling scare in the 70s.
Now, what about the people who are really behind this? I mean, we know that the communists want communism. They believe that's good, so they pose as environmentalists. They're watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. Go to any real environmentalist meeting. I mean, they'll openly tell you, though, they're going to take your farm and ranch, and they're going to move on to it. I've actually seen it in Austin. They're pigs. Now, they've got a lot of well-meaning people that follow them and really think they're trying to save the earth, but the Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club are the biggest landowners in this country. They grab the land, get restrictions on it, then grab it, then they build hotels on it 5 years later when you forget. What about the push for this global tax and why the UN and others want this? I mean, did you hear my point that, let's say, global warming is caused by humans, which of course we know it isn't, then what does their solution do, making India and China and 160 other third world nations exempt from the global carbon tax?
No, I mean it's kind of getting to the point of madness now, I think. But I mean, I think the basic power of it comes because a large section of kind of middle class intelligentsia that's a bit soft left, a bit soft green, you know, they've got this residual disdain for industrial society, I suppose. They just kind of don't like it. And a lot of those people didn't like industrial society long before global warming came along. You know, the Greens didn't want the third world to industrialize, haven't wanted that to happen for ages. And so when global warming came along, it just fitted. So I think that's why. People wear it as a political badge. I've noticed that arguing with people, you'd have thought in a reasonable world, if you say to people, look, the science doesn't stack up, we're not in trouble. You'd think they'd pat you on the back and say, oh, thanks a lot, that's such a relief. But they're really annoyed because it's rather like, I mean, Europeans, obviously, they hate Bush, the Europeans. I mean, it's the dumb thing in polite society. They hate Bush for some reason. And global warming's the same. You know, to fit in with the kind of new social etiquette that they've got, you've got to hate Bush and you've got to believe in man-made global warming.
But hate Bush for petty reasons and not realize that he's really just a puppet like Bill Clinton was. But, I mean, you know, he is a convenient figurehead. What about the Mr. Brown, supposed, you know, conservative, and he's saying we need a new world order, global government. I mean, this should be the organizing issue of human society, not making life better, not extending life, not increasing education, not decreasing war, not reaching to the stars, not new developments, not commerce, but the organizing principle is this global government to save us from the Chicken Little scenario.
Once they've got the disaster scenario on their side, they can use it to do anything, really, because once you say the world's going to end otherwise, you know, it's a really useful way to deny people ordinary liberties. And it's getting horrid over here. In where I live, the local council now has the right to go through your rubbish, and if you've thrown out, you know, a bit of cardboard or a bit of, because you've got to separate out everything now, they can fine you £1,000, that's $2,000, just for putting a bottle in the black bag instead of cardboard or whatever.
What about now, the fella on the coastline there in England who had a little garden and some sand blew on it, so he shoveled it back onto the beach, and they're talking about a £50,000 fine and 6 months in prison?
There was a marvelous cartoon on the front of one of the newspapers this morning in Britain. It had a couple of prisoners dangling from the ankles in some dank prison, and one of them is saying to the other, I left my TV on standby. It's getting like that.
Well, I mean, I've got a new article. It's here in the stack. being reported that they're going to do home inspections now in England to make sure you've got the new light bulbs. But then there's a big report out that the light bulbs have to be left on, and that the light bulbs are much more toxic.
I mean, it is ridiculous. It's getting absolutely ridiculous and slightly frightening. I mean, you know, the amount of legislation they're prepared to put in now. And the you know, the restrictions of ordinary freedoms. But the thing is, there's no rational basis for it. Even recycling has been criticized as being a kind of a fantasy thing which makes people feel good.
But see, it's ritualized. They train you to do it over and over again, and then it habitualizes it. Everything social engineers do is to habitualize. And then that way you're trained into the values of it.
And the difficulty is, as well, a lot of politicians, you know, think this is just rubbish, but no one dares speak out or step out of line. I mean, even George Bush now has felt the need to capitulate. Obviously, George Bush doesn't believe in this sort of thing, but he just feels the need. It is political suicide now, because the difficulty is a lot of the people behind this are very influential in the media. I mean, they're more or less the people who run the BBC.
But it's not just the useful idiot liberals who want this. I mean, there's a lot of big institutions that want this tax to be served up to the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the United Nations. Look, here's two articles today, but I want to get your take on these. London Telegraph. British government makes climate change laws that can never be changed or rescinded. Environmental groups will be able to take future governments to court if they fail to live up to one promise to cut Britain's carbon emissions under a climate bill published today. Here's another one, the one I mentioned. This is UK Daily Mail. Government eco-snoopers to inspect homes. Homeowners who refuse to make their properties energy efficient will face financial penalties under drastic government plans to transform Britain into the world's first green economy. It's just neo-feudalism. Of course, Prince Philip's for it. Can you comment on what they're pushing here and on Prince Philip?
Well, I mean, it's kind of bordering on fascism, all of this. I think it's no accident that the Nazis actually too happen to be terribly into kind of environmental stuff, because there's a sort of romantic anti-industrialism that has a long history. It goes to the Nazis, it goes beyond the Nazis, over to Rousseau and things. There's a rich kind of intellectual history in all this, and people like Prince Charles fits in, you know, very nicely into that whole world view. I mean, one chum of his is a guy called Lawrence van der Post, who, you know, was very keen on preserving what they describe as, you know, a traditional tribal life in Africa. One big thing is that we're imposing industry and change on Africa. I mean, if you go to Africa, they, you know, they're desperate to modernize. The idea that they just love living in the dirt or something is an awful idea, but that's part of this kind of philosophy that somehow tribal life is more glorious and noble than modern industrial life. And that view is usually expressed, that kind of, you know, backward-looking view is usually expressed by people who have Apple Macs on their desk. You know, it's not that they like grubbing around in the dirt and surviving without electricity. They're happy to wax lyrical about non-industrial society, but they don't go for it themselves.
Well, this is really about neo-feudalism. Of course you're going to have royalty having an instinct for feudalism. Everyone else must live in the dirt.
It's the good old days for them,
isn't it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's the good old days for them.
So you agree this is a neo-feudalism?
Oh, completely. I mean, Prince Charles has created a little old-fashioned village out in the countryside in England, saying this is a model village, this is how it should be. I mean, you can see why he pines for a world gone by, because in the olden days, kings had genuine power here. And so no wonder he looks at the past with rose-colored spectacles. But personally speaking, my ancestors were, you know, boggy peasants in Ireland. I have a different view of the past.
Absolutely. It's a control freak's dream, isn't it?
I honestly think it's frightening. And when the articles that you mentioned, you know, trying to even transcend democratic powers to overturn laws, you know, they would have it beyond our powers to change.
I mean, well, this allows a select few to set all the governing principles of society and have it unchallenged, where they are the grand arbiters of the entire environment. It is feudalism.
I mean, even if the whole stuff were true, even if man-made global warming by CO2 were true, and I can recommend you look at the you suspect the theory anyway, but I mean, the thing is tosh, but even if it weren't, that is not the way to go about running a society.
Well, I agree, but I mean, even the UN's own report, like I said, that came out a few weeks ago, says humans are 6% of it. I mean, even their real documents admit we're not doing it. They just take data that shows it isn't true and just say, look, it shows it, knowing the public's not going to go read scientific papers.
I mean, a lot of the sort of IPCC stuff is just, you know, extraordinarily dodgy. And as we point out in the program, actually, there was an excellent letter to the Wall Street Journal by a former head of the American Association of Sciences, I think Professor Frederick Seitz, noting that in their summary, in their big summary, the IPCC, which they reveal to the press and the politicians, they delete lots of awkward comments that they don't really like too much from their reports. You know, it's not just what the scientists say. And they always claim that their reports are what all these scientists think. The scientists are not asked to agree at all. There's no vote taken. So they kind of claim a consensus, which doesn't exist.
That's right. Listen, you're the director. You made the film. Martin Durkin, The Great Global Warming Swindle, and hopefully it'll be available soon on DVD in the U.S., and when it is available, I want to have you back on. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless and take care. All right, I'm going to come back, tell you some of the news that's coming up, then we'll take your calls, then we'll get into the news.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North, to Alaska. Go north.
And they've got, again, big corporations, ESPN behind it, the NFL. Just pure corporate hype all at once. The whole society shifting over. The government's going to inspect your houses. It's going to regulate you. You're going to go to prison for petty things. Here's Business Week. The Talk of TED, the California Conference of Entrepreneurs, Scientists, Celebrities, and Politicians highlights the environment, Rwanda, and war photos, among other topics. Going green is the largest economic opportunity of the 21st century. And it goes into all the money they're going to make. Well, yeah, all the sweetheart corporations that are involved in... Let me tell you what the environmental movement is. It's a crying ranching family who's had property for 150 years crying as police come and force them off of it, and they give them 2 cents on the dollar, and then 5 years later, they take total restrictions off and build luxury hotels. I've seen it. I don't have to travel outside Austin to see it. I've had the crying good old boys in their cowboy hats in here with their wife out in the hall crying. They're taking my land in 2 days. Help me, Alex. I can't help them. There's all these pot-bellied little liberals who love it. I just get madder and madder and madder and madder. I'm tired of people being abused and shoved around. It has absolutely nothing to do. Nothing to do with global warming. Yes, there's global warming. Thank God there's global warming, or we'd be going into another ice age right now. And that's what the ice cores show. So thank God for global warming. I don't even feel like going over the evidence anymore. We just need to get aggressive, and we need to get aggressive about 9/11. We need to get aggressive about the electronic voting machines and the fraud. We need to get aggressive about getting out of this war. Got a new film, American Blackout, we're carrying. It's an excellent film. Hollywood Reporter called it a powerful explanation of voting rights in America. We're carrying 9/11 Press for Truth. Excellent film. It's with the Jersey girls, widows. Very important. Very well done. Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11 by Guerrilla News Network. Excellent documentary. Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, I think is the best of these. Who's Getting Killed and Who's Making a Killing, for Robert Greenwald that put out Fox. You can get all these for 18 smackers, or you can get them for, what is it, as low as like 12 bucks a piece when you get them together. We got a bunch of different deals up there on the site. I know you can get like 30-something percent off on these when you get them together. So I hope that you'll visit Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. My new film, Terror Storm, is the best government-sponsored terror film out there, bar none. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror. It carries 7-7 in London, Madrid, in Spain, 9-11. It covers it all. And then it gets into war propaganda and how they're heating up for Iran, and it's got 68 minutes of extras. It's over 3 hours on one DVD. You can get it as low as $9.95 when you get it with America Freedom to Fascism. We got a bunch of specials. American Dictators, showing how the elections are staged, a film I made. You can get it for $5.95 as part of package deals. And yes, this is how you support us. And yes, we can do a lot more and have a much greater effect if you will support us. And we don't have a choice. Things don't look good and things are bad, but at least we're fighting. And that's how you donate to us. People every day call and go, I want to donate. Just call up and get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Or say, I want 20 copies of Terror Storm. We'll give them to you at incredible discounts. Or I want 20 copies of American Freedom to Fascism. Resell them. I don't care. Get the material out. Get my film. Make copies of it. I've made 15 films. My police state documentaries are now on a DVD box set. 45% off. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.